Our correspondent Richard Quest was on board the British Airways Concorde, which touched down in New York's John F. Kennedy Airport a short time ago. He joins us now on the phone. Richard, did you have a smooth flight?
Oh, yes. I mean, at 55,000 feet, twice the speed of sound, only a small headwind, some 1,350 miles an hour. We crossed the Atlantic in 3 hours, 18 minutes. It was a standard Concorde crossing, according to Captain Mike Bannister. There is no doubt, Liz, that the mood on the plane, whilst not exactly jubilant or triumphal, was certainly extremely pleased that Concorde was now returning to some form of service. When we landed at New York, the doors opened, and there to greet the plane was Mayor Rudy Giuliani, the mayor of New York. He came across the public address system. He welcomed us to New York. He said he had just one message for the CEOs and the business leaders and everybody on board. Come here and spend money. The fascinating part about this is Concorde, which has had such a love-hate relationship with New York. Many of its residents dislike its noise, its environmental destruction. Basically, everybody to a person has welcomed its return. The Congressman Meeks, who was on board, told me that it was being viewed as an enormous symbol of a normalization. Business back to something approaching normal was how he put it, Liz.
British Airways, I know, are going to attempt to resume daily flights with Concorde, but did you notice on board whether there were any changes? Is there any differences now within Concorde?
The security is intense. Before you get on board, every passenger is searched, and that included the Director General of the Confederation of British Industry. It included the Chairman of British Airways, Lord Marshall. We were all physically searched before we boarded the plane. The other big difference, and it sounds minor, but I have to tell you, much has been made of it. The plastic cutlery. Your beluga caviar, or my beluga caviar, and smoked salmon and lobster served, and what one of the BA people were telling me off the record, enormous debate within British Airways to find the right plastic that didn't look too cheap and nasty. So you have a dark green plastic. Now, these are small things, but basically, they are absolutely delighted that Concorde is back in service. The security here at Kennedy, I'm in Terminal 1 where the Air France Concorde leaves. Looking down, I can see members of the National Guard with their rifles guarding because, of course, tonight Air France's plane leaves back for Paris Charles de Gaulle.
Richard, you'll have to tell us at another point how that beluga caviar tasted on plastic cutlery. Thanks very much for joining us.